do yourself a favor and investigate dot dot dot. Do yourself a favor and investigate this dot dot dot. Hello and welcome on the Wooden Path. This is your host, Jan, on this journey to discover bold and new theater. Do yourself a favor and investigate this dot 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 company. Which, so I went to see something. A couple of years ago, I went to see a show called Somni, which was a multisensory experience with VR and loads of moving and actors and plenty of stuff. In the vein of what you could probably see, let's say, because I've experimented also like the Edinburgh Dungeon. So you're led into multiple rooms, but this had plenty of technology implemented in there. You had a VR headset and plenty of nice things. Well, essentially, they are now doing, and as the time of you listening to this, it should still be on and at least available until October. Because looking at the venue, it looks a bit kind of completely permanent setting. It's Jeff Wayne's musical version of the War of the Worlds. So essentially, you turn up to the address, you can see the nice brass plaques, the plaques, plates anyway. You get in, it starts down multiple times that starts. Earliest is 5, and for a show that starts at 5:30, the emails are not really so. I thought that I was starting at 5 because on the email it says it's huge from 5, but if you go a bit down, it was actually 7. But yeah, they are very accommodating. I was put into the an earlier group. I didn't have to wait 2 hours, which actually I probably could have had done because the tables at the bar, there are some H.G. Wells novels that are there to peruse, and you've got the menus also. The drinks and food, it's I didn't realize. That didn't happen that much before in the stuff that I've been. You can actually order food and drinks to be enjoyed either at the intermission bar or at the end. I'm not entirely sure. The Somni was something like an hour. This is 110 minutes, and it comprises of live actors again. You've got what they call holograms, but I don't remember how. So something with holograms that they're projected a bit like what you could see, like Tupac, that they're resurrecting him. Or there's this anime singer. Or you could also see her in the latest Black Mirror, Miley Cyrus. spoilers. So I paid. There are multiple options for tickets. Either the standard one, Advance 63, with something like this. It's 16 plus, I think, for everyone. £63. And then the other option is 99 VIP, so you get champagne at the arrival. And you also have an option 250 something, which is unlimited champagne everywhere and a main course and a side something, which I wouldn't recommend. That's kind of extremely expensive. The standard ticket, and I knew this was going to be like this, so the standard one is is enough, more than enough. And they are not doing what some other people are doing, like the Unbrunch I talked about earlier. Even with the simplest ticket, you get access to the whole experience. No exclusive timelines, narratives and branches. No. Everyone gets the thing. We were 7 to get in. You are given bands to, paper bands on your hands. and were arms, and once the smoke in the buffer area, pretty much the original bar, is the color of your band, that's your time to go. We were seven, they can cater to up to 12, looking at some of the stuff inside and the telescopes and some of the chairs around the table. Yeah, that's 12. Not going to spoil it for you. It's essentially in a music, it's a musical. And I was entirely new to it, which was great because I was not spoiled or anything. I only saw some pictures about stuff with boats, but I was entirely new to the thing. So again, like some night, it blends VR, live action. During some night, it was a nice moment, mid VR moment. Someone came and silently removed my headset and was like, asked me to follow her. And it was kind of a rabbit hole thingy following, and I ended up in multiple rooms alone. And then in a kind of escape room environment, I never found anything, how to get out. There was also kind of not exactly an escape room, but we ended up somewhere that we had to find things to continue. That was nice. This is definitely, so I asked because I wasn't sure, so you can book up until October, and the way it's, the setting, everything looks like it could stay for a while, so they'll try to stay there as much as possible, and apparently it's sold out always, so I don't think they'll have any issue with that. If you're listening to this, and there's high probabilities that there are still tickets available to go see that. So again, like £63. They also do groups, so if you're six, it's like a bit less, but not that many pounds less, like 58 or something. So if you're a group of 12, you can be all in together to experience that. But I think that's really the max. There is some merch, and you can buy the vinyl of the, I think that's the 78 version of the music, I'm not entirely sure, but the Richard Burton one, I think. It's £25. I've bought so many merch here. So much merch that I actually booked it on Amazon, and it's going to be delivered in Glasgow and for 18. So, but if you live in London, it's fine to have, like, you have, yeah, I purchased the thing here. About also important thing, the cloak room. So we've got lockers, plenty of space in the lockers. Maybe not the one that those of cabin bags, maybe it's a bit too big, but backpacks, no worries. It's with the cards, just like modern hotels, and you put your stuff there. And sometimes that you do, I don't know if you've ever experienced a 4DX in Cineworld, so it's like an enhanced theater. There's a bit an aspect of that, except no water in your face, and not so you might get cold at times. And but what I would recommend also, go to the toilets before and in the middle, because there is again an intermission, which I don't think there was for some night. So intermission, and then again loads of VR. I think within 3 to 7 years, because there's always this bulky, heavy headset that you have to do this, and the transition between a real live actor thingy and the headset is a bit clunky, because you have to remove them, and you have backpacks and all that. I think within, I don't know, 3 to 7 years, with augmented reality and the miniaturization of all that, you could probably just put a lens like you would for your, if you need glasses and how to read over, just put like lenses in your eyes, and then that's your VR headset. And the transitions could, yeah, I mean, but it's, for the era, that anyway, that's significantly improved since some night, for sure. And it was like 2 years ago. So I don't know what their next project will be, but I'll follow them closely. In terms of redoability, I still haven't found the correct word, the ability to do it more than once. Some of the other projects, I said there was no point in redoing it. This one, you can. I would redo it at least once because it's the same storyline, but you're just like you were 17. And it's so small, and it's the ratio, immersive and interactive, is very nice. You're involved, not really into how the story goes and ends and where it's. But I mean, you're being talked to, like you're in there. It's not just like you're not there, but and just immersive. No, there's a good ratio, and you don't really need to care about and worry about consent and all that stuff. I had to pat down and check if the rest of my squadron had red weed behind their ears, which they didn't, which was apparently very nice. And yeah, that was. I'm currently not very far from the hotel again, and this rain. And yeah, do I have anything else to say? I don't think I have. Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the World. The only experience I had was the Tom Cruise movie. So that's it for there. Oh yeah, t-shirts. I just speak about merch. So t-shirts, they are fitting well. I had a 2XL, and it actually can wear it, whereas some of the other stuff with merch I couldn't. So 2XL is you if you usually 3 or 4 is the will work. You'll look a bit like if you had like huge pectorals, like yeah. But yeah. Do I feel I have anything left to say? I don't know. It's highly recommended. For the like 110 minutes again for the price. It's decent. I'll do it probably just once. And again, just the standard ticket because 200. I think it's 252 if you have the unlimited champagne, and that's a bit of an extortion. You might feel like it is, but at least, and that's a rare thing, you get the option to not have the unlimited champagne. Some of the stuff in what was it? Yeah, some of the stuff in New York, I wanted to have a good seat, but it came along as in double the price because of the champagne thing. But well, no, that's this is good. I'm glad I went to do this completely virgin, and you get to know people there, kind of your family of survivors. And you get to get there. That's funny. There was a Nick and Claire, and a Nikki and Claire, and John and Joel, and me. I used my 360 degrees camera in the intermission bar, and the actors they were a bit confused. Like, is that a Martian device, or are you a double agent, or what? What is it? But yeah, they were also very impressed by my iPhone, like because it's supposed to be 1898, so they don't have that kind of technology readily available. But I guess if we were today to travel to that time with our stuff, people would think, well, we're aliens. Well, we don't have huge tentacles and a big green thing, things as eyes, but. Yeah. So that was War of the World, the immersive experience. I think it, so. It was not on 2DATX, not at the time of this recording. I think it's, well, when you go on the website of the show, you can book now, and it leads you to, I don't remember if it's Design My Night or Universe tickets, but someone like that. And also, so you enter, and then you're in a room, Sorry. You're in a room, and then, like, they are in sequence, so there are stuff after other people after you, so it's all well-oiled machine, if you will. And which is great. Always. The actors were doing the job well. Felt like very, very nice. Most of them, which basically all of them. There are some strobe light moments in total darkness, movements, you'll have to walk over stuff, under stuff. I think it's all the things telling you, well, if you want to know who can go or can't go, like if you're pregnant, you can't stand, I'm afraid. But you've got everything on the website. And yeah, so that was me talking to you about Jeff Wayne's musical version, War of the World, the immersive experience. It's right next to the Gherkin in London. And again, you'd be able to see in the 360 video, you see it from the outside. There's no like small door, or you have no idea. That is very clear where it is. So, thank you again for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Hey, it's Jan again. So, I know the concept of this podcast is to provide streams of consciousness without editing, without adding stuff. That's the original idea, anyway. However, I've noticed that Anchor.fm, which hosts the show, allow me to add the little segments after the fact. So, at the end of an episode that I recorded way earlier or before, which is essentially what I'm doing right now, and mostly when some significant changes happened between the time I recorded the episode and now, essentially, that we're getting closer to the release date. Jeff Wayne's The War of the Worlds, the immersive experience. So for some reason in the episode, I only gave you one world. So it's not the War of the World, but War of the Worlds, obviously. And now it's been confirmed. So they are actually at the time of this recording now, in mid-July. You can book up to mid-November, which is great. And I think they'll keep on until people are coming. Well, yeah, again, this is no change, highly recommended. So thanks for listening, and if you're a man and his dog, well, woof woof, and thanks, man. Mate.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Et bim, voilà. Plot twist. You thought you were done with me? Not quite, not quite. A quick word to remind you that you can always visit onthewoodenpath.com and comment to your heart's content, as well as subscribe on Apple Podcast and or Spotify. It does make a difference and it is greatly appreciated. If you also feel a sudden urge to leave a review, you are more than welcome to do so. On the Wooden Path is the name. You'll find it in most places. And if social media is important to you at all, go for it. Links are made to be shared, aren't they? Also, if you want to be included in the interactive Stage Door episode, which concludes each season, because you are a fan of this podcast or you are involved in any of these shows and want to join the fun, leave your voice message on go.otwp.uk/leave-a-message. In case my beautiful French accent made it that you didn't get that, the link is in every episode's notes. Hugs and kisses.